farmer, they say, how long have you been a farmer? You might say, oh,
I'm born and raised on it, been here, been out all my life, doing a little of it.
Okay, if you've been a farmer all your life, then you say, I've always farmed. And I got thrown once and I've been scared of horses ever
since.
Now, you might say, it wasn't an accident, he did it.
I think that's the whole purpose, it's a mean son of a gun.
Somebody asked you a question, you might say, I don't know, you better
ask somebody else.
So you went and
ask some of the neighbors.
Okay, and they would say, why, you've asked me that before. You said that? Now those boys, they like to fight. Ever since they were kids,
they'd fight every time they'd get together.
I see. They've what ever since they were kids?
They'd fight.
Okay, but since they were small, they've
been friends, I guess.
No, they hadn't been friends. They've what ever since they were small?
All the time into something, I guess. Some kind of meanness.
Know any kids like that?
We had three grandkids. Oldest daughter had a boy, and my next daughter had a boy, and my son had a boy, and there's all three right along near the same age. Well, one of them lived in Greet, one of them in Shreveport, and one of them in New Orleans. They'd come out here and spend a few days in the summer with us, and just to shore, if them boys get together, that's just that sure some boys are going to fight. And they'd have it too.
They always
fought. They fought up till they got half grown. I don't know, 12, 14 years old, I reckon. But it didn't take nothing to start no fight. The other's always ready.
Was this kind of a rough area when you were young?
Well, no, not so rough.
People always fighting?
It's around in different communities where there's usually a bully in the bunch, you know, and he wanted to spread out a little bit. But,
what do you mean by that, spread out a little bit?
He would be a bully over in this other territory, too.
Yeah.